Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Going to be a very, very busy few weeks here. Well, I guess about, what, 6 weeks or so before Inauguration Day. President Trump, if he's leaving, he's not going to go quietly. And I imagine we're going to see a lot of big policy decisions, pardons, which every single president does. And so when the media freaks out over President Trump pardoning somebody, remember, every president, Republican or Democrat, does that. And, of course, we're hearing a lot about what Joe Biden wants to do, assembling his cabinet. You may say, wait a minute, don't I know those names? Oh, heck yeah, you do know those names. I'm Mike Ferguson. It's 7-11, joined now by Ted Harvey. He is on the committee to defend the president, chairman of that committee, actually, and formerly part of the Colorado State Legislature. He was in the state Senate. Ted, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for a little bit of time today.
Thank you for having me out. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And yeah, appreciate that. And of course, we're hearing a lot of the same names from Joe Biden that we knew from the Obama years. So what's your take on the team that Joe Biden is putting together for what he wants his cabinet to be?
Well, I'm shocked, right?
Yeah.
The Democrat Party has a political class that continually revolves from administration to administration, and that's, we can't expect anything different. And certainly the policies of the Obama administration will continue on with a Biden administration, if indeed he does prevail, which I do not believe he will. You look at what he is looking to bring in for foreign policy. It's the same people who brought us the Arab Spring. It's the same people who negotiated with Iran and sent them billions of dollars and allowed them to get nuclear technology. It's the same people that played footsie with communist China. And we shouldn't expect anything different during a Biden administration.
One of the names that jumped out, and I got to tell you, I was a little surprised at this particular one, bringing back John Kerry, but to essentially make him climate czar, although they're going to have a nicer name for that. That concerns me, because this is a guy who doesn't have really any respect for the free market whatsoever.
Well, he's an avowed socialist, no doubt about it. And I mean, talk about retreads in the Democrat Party. How long has he been in Washington, D.C.? It's got to be as long as Joe Biden has. They served together in the United States Senate for over 30 years together, and he's been in the Obama administration. Now he's going to be in the Biden administration. This is, I mean, why do we expect anything different from the Democrat Party? But I got to tell you, I've got to go back to say, I don't believe Joe Biden's going to make it to the finish line. I think if you watch the legislative committee hearing on Saturday, where Giuliani presented the evidence of the voter fraud in Pennsylvania, if that's the kind of information they have in each one of these states where they are going to court, I don't see how the courts can allow these states to be certified. And I'm not sure Joe Biden's going to be getting his 270 electoral college votes on December 14th.
I want to go back to the questions on assuming that, you know, it worked, things go the way we think we're going to go, most people think that's going to go with Joe Biden, in a moment. But let me ask you about the committee to defend the president. You're chairman of that, Ted. What is your all's role? I mean, what part of the fight are you involved in?
we were one of the largest pro-Trump PACs in the 2016 election and in the 2020 election. And in this recount, we are very actively involved in the Georgia recount to make sure that every military ballot is counted and counted correctly, and to follow through on the recount to make sure that they're checking the signatures. Because if you're simply pushing through the ballots that we already have the votes on and pushing them back through the machine, you're going to get those same results. But the way we do it in Colorado is we have very, very secure signature verification program in Colorado, and we catch those people who are cheating and putting somebody else's name on the ballots or just not putting on the exact same signature as the person that should be voting. And in Georgia, they did not have any signatures rejected in the major metropolitan areas across Georgia. We want to have those signatures re-verified in making sure that the vote, the people who actually voted those ballots actually were the people who requested those ballots and should have got those ballots, because I don't believe that's the case in Georgia. I think Trump won Georgia running away.
All right, Ted, I've got just about 45 seconds left. I'm going to shortchange on time a little bit. A lot of hard left activist groups want your Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warrens put into prominent positions in a Joe Biden cabinet if that happens. It doesn't look like he's that keen on doing that. What do you make of that in kind of an elevator pitch sort of time frame?
Well, I think that he will eventually do that. I think that was part of the agreement when they all dropped out of the race prior to the South Carolina primary and cleared the way for him to win. I think without a doubt, Bernie Sanders will be the Secretary of Labor, and I think Warren will be in there as well. And you're going to have a socialist administration moving forward if Biden actually does become the president.
All right, Ted, where do we find more about the work you're doing with the Committee to Defend the President?
Right there. Go to our website, committeetodefendthepresident.com. Follow us there. Go to us on Facebook and Twitter at @defend_Trump.
All right. Chairman Ted Harvey, former Colorado State Senator, appreciate the time and appreciate all the perspective that you brought to us today.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. God bless.
All right. Still ahead here, just after the news at the bottom of the hour, pretty cool event that's happening in the family arena. We're going to tell you about that. The Festival of Lights coming your way. But that's not the only thing that's going on.
It is one thing to feel passionately about something, whether it's politics, a lot of hard feelings over that right now, religion, your favorite sports team, that rival team that sucks, maybe who the Bachelorette should not have kicked off the show. Whatever it is that you're into, having strong beliefs is not in and of itself a bad thing. But acting like an awful person, especially online and on social media, that is a bad thing. I'm Mike Ferguson, joined now by Professor Brandon Warmke from Bowling Green State University, and he's the author, or co-author, I should say, of a new book, Grandstanding, The Use and Abuse of Moral Talk. Yeah, interesting. He joins me right now. Dr. Warmke, thanks for the time today. But let's start off with, what do you mean when you say grandstanding for the purposes of this book?
So grandstanders are people who, when they talk about morality or politics, whether on social media, cable news networks, or even politicians, they're people who have these conversations primarily because they want to impress other people with how good of morally people they are. They want to be seen as morally impressive specimens. They want to be seen as moral exemplars. They want to impress people with how much they care about justice or the poor or traditional family values. And so grandstanders say things primarily not because they want to help other people or stand up for what's right, because they want to be seen as a certain way. And so I think, you know, no matter who you are on the right and the left, if you spent much time on social media, especially, you've seen what looks like grandstanding. You've seen people say things because they want to project in a morally impressive image of themselves. They treat public discourse as a vanity project.
And is that a really detailed way of saying they can be jerks on Twitter?
Well, it's a specific way of being a jerk. I mean, there's lots of ways to be a jerk. But one of them is, you know, co-opting these really important discussions we have about really important topics and making these things about yourself. You know, when I grandstand, when someone grandstands, we're taking these very valuable conversations and we're turning it on ourselves and we're saying, look at me.
pretty much all of us have done that at some point. And if we haven't, we've definitely been tempted to do it. So why is that? Why is there such an urge to do this grandstanding and make it about ourselves and be a jerk, especially online right now?
One of the basic human desires is for social status. I mean, humans are very social creatures. We care what others think of us. And, you know, if you look at the studies, what psychologists tell us is that most of us think that we're morally better than average. Even criminals think that they're morally better than average. And so, you know, a lot of us have this vision of ourselves as morally impressive creatures, as caring deeply about this cause or that. It's also important how others think of us. We want others to think of us as deeply affected by injustice or as most committed to, you know, conservative or progressive values. And so there's this temptation, especially on social media, because you can fire up your phone and within 10 seconds have an audience of 10 or hundreds or thousands, even millions of people who can affirm you, who can tell you you care deeply about these things, who can like you and retweet you, and all that feels good. It feels good to have those views affirmed. And also a lot of people engage in public discourse just because they like dominating other people. They like to make themselves look more powerful, look more moral than others. And so, you know, one of the things that we've done about 7 studies with 6,000 participants is what we found is that grandstanding is quite common. I mean, this is not going to be a surprise to you or any of your listeners. And it's also widespread across the political spectrum.
Well, one of the things that I guess popped into my mind as you were giving me that last answer has to do with, well, if I believe so passionately in something, and we'll just take politics, for example, I'm right, they're wrong, I'm good, they're bad, the ends justify the means, I've got to defeat those people. And if we think that it's an all or nothing discussion, then what are the possible, I guess, unintended consequences or bigger pictures we need to keep in mind, if not for all of us generally in society, but for ourselves personally?
In the book, we detail a lot of things, a lot of negative consequences that we all experience when public discourse is overrun by grandstanders. But I think one of the most serious ones is polarization. So when I think of myself as deeply caring for something, and then someone else, you know, says their piece, says their slogan or their hashtag, they look more impressive. And so I have to outdo them. And so if you spent much time on Facebook or Twitter, a lot of what people are doing is engaging in a moral arms race. They're trying to outdo other people by getting attention, giving hot takes, you know, trying to, you know, outdo others in the business of morality. And they bring out this heavy moral artillery. I think you saw a lot of this over the summer with protests and things. So, you know, in about 24 hours, you know, people were saying things like reform the police. And then a day later it was defund the police. And then a day later it was abolish the police. And then, you know, you have people thinking like, well, are we really gonna, is this what we're doing now? We're abolishing the police. And so, but this is the way, this is the course that discourse takes when people are trying to compete for status and make themselves look good, is it pushes us further apart. And we just completed a study recently showing that grandstanding, we have good evidence for thinking that grandstanding is pushing us further apart, and it's also making us hate each other more. And both of those things are bad in a democracy where compromise is important, and you have to live with people who hate you and despise you. We have to find common ground. Politics cannot be war all of the time.
We're visiting with Dr. Brandon Warmke from Bowling Green State University and co-author of the new book, Grandstanding, The Use and Abuse of Moral Talk. And we'll explain how to get your hands on that just a little bit later. I got to tell you, Dr. Warmke, from what I'm hearing so far, you may be asking people, me, everybody else, to look introspectively and critique ourselves and admit we may be doing something wrong. And that's not a real comfortable place to be. A lot of people just don't like that right now, especially when we're in such intense debates and arguments.
That's right. You know, one of the common temptations people have, you know, when they read the book, or we talk about the book, is they want to know who the grandstanders are so they can call them out. So they want, you know, they want like a grandstandoscope or a grandstand radar so they can find the people on Facebook and, you know, hey, stop it, you grandstander. But what we argue in the book is actually that's not the right way to think about trying to solve this problem. I mean, you're right. What we suggest is that the takeaway from learning about grandstanding and learning about how it negatively affects discourse is not to turn ourselves again into moral police, but to turn our moral gaze inwards and ask ourselves, you know, when I say something on Facebook or Twitter, am I doing this really because I think it's going to help? I mean, can I really explain to myself how this is going to help people? Or am I doing this to just look good? Am I doing this to appear a certain way? And I think a lot of us, if we're honest with ourselves and look ourselves sort of squarely in the mirror, we can recognize that when we type into that box, often what we're doing is trying to look good and not do good.
Do you have to compromise your principles? Do you have to compromise your moral compass, whatever that is, right, left, otherwise, in order to stop what you're referring to as grandstanding? I mean, can morals and passions and being uncompromising on an issue be compatible with somebody who says, I'm not going to take this approach anymore?
We don't want anyone to give up their beliefs, to stop caring about the values that are important to them, to even be politically active. What we want is we want people to have better conversations about those things. And so what we encourage is people, it's perfectly good to be outraged. It's perfectly permissible to care about these values. But public discourse is a really valuable resource, and it's a very fragile resource, however. And so we have to, all of us, be careful about how we're contributing to it. And so what we recommend is for people, you know, even when they get worked up and excited about, you know, politicians they care about or politicians they deplore, is to engage these conversations with a bit more humility. And that doesn't mean giving up your views. It means perhaps talking to people differently about those views, and primarily taking ourselves out of the equation, trying to care less about impressing people and getting status, and caring more about finding the truth, understanding where people are coming from, and providing reasons and evidence for our views instead of just battering people over the head with our moral righteousness.
Okay, once again, the book is called Grandstanding, The Use and Abuse of Moral Talk. You can find it, obviously, on Amazon. And where else can people get in touch with you, Brandon, if they just want to follow your writing or learn more about what you do?
Well, I am on Twitter. After I wrote this book, I have to really behave on Twitter now. But yeah. My Twitter is kind of boring, but I'm at Brandon Warmke on Twitter. And the book is on Amazon. There's an audio version and a Kindle. So for any way that you like to read, we hope to accommodate that.
All right. Appreciate the insight and the conversation. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Okay, there you have it. Grandstanding. Is that what's happening? Does Brandon have a point on that? Love to get your thoughts on it. Give me a call. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. Number here, once again, 866-455-9797 on 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm going to confess that I'm only one cup of coffee into the day. Usually I'm about three into the day at this point. But Brian's over here saying it's 39 degrees, it's 40 degrees in St. Louis. And I look up at the TV and I see snow falling. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Can't be snowing in St. Charles. Unless they had a real, like, weird weather phenomenon. So it looks like it is snowing in part of St. Charles.
Yes.
Sort of. Just not the real thing.
But at the family arena.
Yeah, at the family arena. Just enough to make a semi-conscious fill-in host look up and go, what the heck? Okay. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox today. And what's happening out at the family arena, it is lot of lights. And we are joined now by Tom O'Keefe. Tom, I was watching you on Channel 2 just a little bit ago, and you threw me for a loop there. So this has got to be, you know, a pretty convincing ride through the area out there.
Well, that was the goal, so I'm glad it worked.
Also, keep in mind, I'm not that bright. That's another variable in this.
But, yeah, we're doing a huge holiday light display out here, and one of the things that we have going on is it always snows at Lot of Lights.
And so let's talk about what's happening out here. So you drive out to the family arena, you know, you buy your ticket. I guess you can buy it beforehand online. And this is actually a drive-through event here, right?
Correct. It's a drive-through state-of-the-art holiday light display. And so if you want to purchase tickets in advance, you can do that at Ticketmaster. You could have a completely touchless ticketing experience. So you could pull up, you show us your phone, we scan it, and you just drive on. You don't have to interact with anybody. Or if you prefer, you can hand us a credit card or cash upon arrival. And you don't get out of your car. You stay in your car. You stay with your whole family. Well, of course, one, we're outside, so that makes things safer to start with. And then, of course, our staff will all be wearing masks and whatnot for everyone's safety. So it's really kind of the safest way to experience holiday magic this year.
And so tell me about the holiday magic. What are people going to be driving through?
Sure. So we've partnered up with a production team out of Las Vegas, and they do a lot of the traveling Cirque-style shows that you see throughout the year. And so we have a lot of things that I don't think you'll see at other places. So we have holograms. We have multiple light tunnels. We have a laser tunnel. We have, of course, snow. We have video projection mapping. So there's just a lot of different things that you don't necessarily always see in this market.
And so how long is it basically a typical car is going to go through? I mean, I'm sure you're going to have, you know, lines and you're going through slowly. But if somebody wants to come in, how much time do they budget? And it looks like with all the laser lights and the holograms, that's going to even keep your kids' attention for a pretty good amount of time.
That's the goal. We had a media sneak preview on Tuesday, and people seemed to really like it, even though it was raining, so it was a little miserable. But you're in your car, so you should be safe. But the display itself, the drive-through, is a little over a mile long. I think we clocked in at like 1.1, 1.2 miles, which means at your typical drive-through holiday light speed, you should be looking at in the 15 to 20 minute time frame. So it's one of the longer ones in the market.
Okay, and you know, at this point, obviously, we're officially in the holiday season for, you know, a lot of people. Nice reprieve. We've had such a crappy year for most people. A lot of, you know, polarization, the politics, all this kind of stuff. So we're just talking, we're talking music, we're talking lights, we're talking, you know, whether or not it's 50 degrees, still a little bit of snow around St. Charles. I mean, when people drive out of there, what is it you hope that, you know, they got out of it? What's the takeaway? And this is obviously not a big, big, deep philosophical thing, but what are they going to have when they leave that they didn't have when they came in?
Hopefully a smile. Hopefully they leave just getting a little bit of the holiday magic back. Like you said, it's been a really rough year on a lot of different levels, whether it's politically or just health wise, or, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe they don't have a job, or maybe they're afraid they're not going to have a job just because everything's so up in the air. So hopefully we just take your mind off all that for 15 or 20 minutes and you just have a good time with your family in an environment where you know you can remain safe.
Well, Tom, my daughter and I went on Tuesday night because, you know, we saw you and it was fun. And what I liked about it, that there are themes there. There's a Wizard of Oz little section, and those are... I'm sorry if I spoil the surprise, but I know there are lots of Wizard of Oz fans out there. And so that was interesting to see, because normally it's not themed. It's just like generic Christmas. Mm. And then what are you calling those holograms that are on walls? Do they have a name? They're fun.
We always call them holograms. Yeah, they're projected on the scrims. I think there was one that we were having a little bit with trouble with because of the rain. If people don't remember, it was really raining hard on Tuesday, and it completely soaked one of our laptops. But there's also a hologram that's projected across the foliage along the back, along the Katy Trail, which people seem to really like. But yeah, we're just calling them holograms. There's nothing. I don't know if there's a better thing to call them.
The St. Charles Hologram Winter Spectacular.
Yes.
No. A lot of lights.
I hear there's a Black Friday special on laptops. You could probably find one to replace that pretty cheap right now, Tom.
Well, maybe we'll get a couple.
Okay. So since the the time change, it gets dark at about 1:35 in the afternoon, it seems like, anymore here. But when do the hours actually start up and people can start lining up to drive through?
Sure. We open every day at 5:30. On weekdays, we're open till 10. On weekends, we're open until 11. And then as it approaches Christmas, that week of Christmas, there's a couple of the weekdays we're open a little bit later. So I would check our website, which you can do at familyarena.com, or you can find just a lot of light informations at lotoflights.com. That's singular. No lots. Lot of lights.
Because you are in a lot.
Right. In a parking
Correct.
Lot. One lot. Hey, Tom, yes. And my understanding is you buy a ticket, you're buying it for the vehicle. So it doesn't matter whether you have two people or six people in the van. It's per vehicle, correct?
That is correct. So, and that's for a private vehicle. So if it's a limo or a party bus, it's a little bit more. But for 99% of people, whatever vehicle you own is going to fall under the $25 fee.
All right. And like you said, more information at lotoflights.com. Of course, you can go to the Facebook page of the Family Arena as well. Tom, appreciate the update. Looks like you got something that can never get everybody's mind off all the nonsense for at least a little while.
We're hoping.
And welcome back to your old frequency.
Oh yeah, that if anybody remembers that, they have a very good memory.
Tom used to do middays on 97.1 The Rock.
No kidding.
That is true. Yeah, I was the midday guy at the USA Double Play Lunch with Tom O'Keefe.
See, I've learned Carl is like the encyclopedia of St. Louis radio, because I actually did not know that.
Because we were competitors. Oh, we butted heads.
We were competitors.
Yeah, but then we would talk at when no one would know, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of those bitter rivalries that usually end up somebody sharing drinks at the bar after the shift.
We were like the wolf and the sheepdog in that old Looney Tunes cartoon.
Nice. Hey, Tom, good to talk to you. I'm going to try to get my La Familia out there to check it out myself.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
All right. That's Tom O'Keefe from Lot of Lights, which is going on, like we said, at the Family Arena.
I had a good time. It was fun. Even in the rain and, you know, come December, it might be snowing. Might be wet out there, and it was still fun.
And it starts tonight, and it actually runs through early January, so there's plenty of time. You have a good time, you can come back and do it again.
I think I might do that.
Yeah.
It's St. Charles, so a lot of people, like, there are other things, like 97.1 FM Talk is a sponsor of this.
Right.
Full disclosure.
Sure.
So, but it was, besides the fact that it is a station event, it was still something I would do again.
Yeah, and it's interesting you point out, because a lot of these I've gone to in other areas. You drive through the park and somebody takes the Christmas lights and, oh, that looks like a reindeer. Look, there's Frosty the Snowman. He bounces back and forth and they, you know, play something from a boombox underneath it.
No,
but
no.
That sounds like this is way more than that.
As when he was talking about Vegas Spectacular, it looks like it. I have not seen anything like this in our area.
Nice.
So it was good.
All right, so it kicks off tonight. And once again, lotoflights.com, or just go to the Family Arenas Facebook page. They've got more information there. All right, still ahead, you've been hearing Brian talk about the mask a mandate in Jefferson County. Let's flesh out what that is, what that is not. And did you do anything different for Thanksgiving with all the warnings and everything? I'm not gonna lie. We actually just had a normal Thanksgiving at our house. I don't know if you did anything different or not. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. Here on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
I don't think that's going to end here in the next few weeks.
That's how Carl talks to us during the break.
Oh, it is.
So the report, so he went to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And then that reporter asked him the exact same question as the other person.
Did that reporter ask it more respectfully, or did he or she get slapped down as well?
Well, let's hear what she had to say.
So if the Electoral College does elect President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you... certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that.
Yeah, it's... in a normal circumstance, you would say, geez, what a silly question. With Donald Trump, that wasn't an unreasonable question. As much as I think the media has been horribly biased against him, and of all the people in 97.1, I'm not the biggest Trump fan compared to others. I've been pleasantly surprised with a lot of his administration. But in this case, he picks fights with them sometimes, but they have been overwhelmingly, truly, disrespectful to him. And you can argue, well, he's been disrespectful to them, too.
He's still the president
of the
United
States. He's still the president of the United States.
And for him to have to point that out is disrespectful of the reporter.
Right. Yes, exactly. So part of it is kind of my entertainment watching this slap fight continue. Just because, honestly, I think a lot of I cringe with his tweets and I cringe with some of the things that he says, just like everybody else. That's a separate thing from I'm thrilled with his judicial picks, that sort of thing. But I'll be really honest. There have been some really arrogant people in our industry who deserve to get slapped down a little bit.
How much more of this are we going to get over the next several weeks?
Oh, I think we're going to. I think he's going to get in every bit that he hasn't yet.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to hear that. By the way, Brian, you were in through the news, Jefferson County, which they have been one of the counties along with like St. Charles County. They're not doing a mask mandate, but the health board voted for one. So there technically is a mandate in place starting today.
Correct.
But it's kind of toothless. I mean,
no penalty for violators.
Right. No. So if you don't get it, all they can really do is wag their finger and look at you disapprovingly.
But more measures could be put in place if things don't show improvement. So in some ways, it's almost the respectful thing to do by saying, please do this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
Right.
But if things don't get better, we may have to take more drastic measures.
Yeah, and again, I'm one of those who argues that, you know, they don't have to do that, but that's the narrative that you hear all the time. Not asking for your take on it, you're the news guy, but just so everybody understands what it is, what it isn't. There are some people that, you know, they definitely, you know, should. That might help. They may have somebody more at risk, and the mask might help lower. It's not going to stop the virus. We know that, because Jefferson County was pretty, I mean, they dug in their heels. They're like, we're not doing what St. Louis County did. We're not doing what Lyda Crewson did in St. Louis City for a while back. And, you know, Sam Page is dealing with a lot of blowback from his decisions. And so I don't know how Jefferson County would react if they actually went to a mandate and said, we can fine you or yank your business license or something like that. It's a whole different perspective there compared to, you know, West County or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's just an element of trust. You know, do you trust the people that are making these orders to do what is in the best interest of the people? And I don't personally live in Jefferson County,
right,
so I can't speak for people that live there. I like the fact that they're doing it this way because it shows, you know, more respect in some instances of trying to tell people there is a virus, and I think everybody agrees.
Unless you're crazy, you acknowledge
and
that.
And we need to do something to slow the spread of this to get back to normal without forcing an order down people's throats.
Yeah, I hope they don't go the forcing it down the throat. Personal opinion on that. All right, let's sneak in a phone call here real quick. Hey, Mike, I've got about a minute left. What's on your mind?
I'll make it really quick. Yeah. It's my opinion. The reason why people go into politics is for several reasons. And I was elected one time to a board. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen this with the people that I was elected to with on the board and their attitude towards people. One, they believe because people voted for them, they have a mandate. And then the other issue is that it's control and power. No matter what level you are elected, it's control and power. And many people, depending on where you're at in the status as far as federal or state, they go in to ingratiate themselves. And the prime example is the gal up there in Minnesota who gave $3 million to her husband legally because she was not a member of Congress when she was running for Congress.
Omar Ilhan.
To ingratiate themselves. Now, I know that you were elected.
Yeah.
Whatever your reasons were are your reasons, and if you believe that you wanted to serve and help people, that's fine. But I'm telling you, generally, people get into politics for control, and they have control issues. And Dr. Sam Page is the prime example.
I agree. I appreciate that, Mike. I got to get to the news here in just a second. I can tell you, I don't think you're going to talk me into running for office again, that's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.